The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We talk about firearms, and we talk about all kinds of outdoor stuff, like fawns showing up on your deck. Got a call the other day from a very lovely lady, and she said someone was coming in our driveway and noticed a fawn, still with spots on it, whose left leg was wrapped up behind its neck. And I said, that doesn't sound good. She said, no. And she said, should I call somebody to put it out of its misery? I said, well, if you'd like to, here's the number. And she was connected with an 800 number. So we talked again, and I said, look, that fawn may have been born that way, potentially. If it's been hit by a car, which is what we think may have happened, but it made it from the main highway into your driveway, which is a couple hundred yards off the highway, and then made it into the soybean field without any issues and into the woods, it's getting along just fine. If the leg's broken, you know, the leg may atrophy and fall off. It may, you know, it may live like that. I can't foretell the future of an injured deer. But on second thought, that deer may have been born that way. That deer, that may have happened in the womb, that kind of structure. Oh, I didn't think of that. I said, well, I just did. And I talked later in the day to her, and they hadn't seen any more indications of the deer. And I said, you know, there was a deer in Maryland here several years ago that had six legs, two of them growing out its back. And that happens from time to time where the one fawn will absorb the other twin fawn, with the mixture of the DNA and the cells and whatever happens, and the only thing left were two vestigial legs on that grew out of the deer's back. So you may have a situation like that. It doesn't happen often, but my thoughts are leave it go, see what happens, let nature take its course, and she was fine with that. So I'll check that property out here later and see what happens. Hey folks, guess what? We got a knock on the hotel door here a minute ago, and it was our buddy Chuck Wilcox. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
You're from Southern Maryland?
Yes.
What do you call home? Hollywood?
Leonardtown?
Leonardtown,
Maryland is where I currently reside.
Yeah. St. Mary's County. Got it. And Chuck is one of our official measures with Bucks, Bears, Stags, and he's up here with us. We're attending an event today about, 45 minutes from here in Oakland?
Yes, sir.
Yep. And we're you're going to be putting a tape on some of these giant white-tailed deer.
I am excited to do that. Yes, I understand, and I've seen some pictures. We got some really good ones coming today.
If you look at the Mountain Maryland Facebook page, they've got a few of them lined up. I think they have 30 of them lined up for us, so that's pretty cool. So that's interesting. You've been an official measure for how long?
A couple years now. I was a certified official measure with Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young in 2019.
Okay.
And shortly after that, I reached out. I was well aware of the Bucks, Bears, and Stags.
Yeah.
And I wanted to offer my services and volunteer to help get the Bucks, Bears, and Stags.
And we have a number of your deer in the record book?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And you've measured how many now for the new record book?
I was just thinking about that last night. I'm probably that actually made it probably about
30-ish?
Yeah, 30 that have made the book.
Yep.
I've measured over 80 deer in the last
That's great.
Years. Yeah.
And you're actually the one that measured the state record sika deer.
I am. That was actually quite pleasant surprise. We were over in Dorchester.
Yeah.
And it was a great opportunity. Great looking sika.
Sure. And you had the sika deer guru with you.
We did. Yep.
Yep. Doug Wigfield.
Yep. It was great.
Yep. Hey, we have a caller on the line. Let's talk to our buddy Steve. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing well. Doing well. What's up? What's on your mind?
Sonny and I are on our way up to the show. We're on 495 on the Beltway and got plenty of coffee, and we're heading on up there to get together with you guys and do the Mountain Maryland show.
Oh, well, that's, yeah, we know. And where are you now? I mean, what point are you?
We're on the Beltway around Landover area, something like that.
D.C. Beltway.
We left, D.C. Beltway. We left Huntingtown, Calvert County about 45 minutes ago, something like that.
Got it. Hi, Sonny.
Got plenty of coffee heading on up here.
Hi, well, man. This is too early for me. Saturday morning?
Yeah, well, welcome to our world. Robin and I get up every Saturday morning at about 4:30 and go on the air, so it's pretty cool. So we're sitting here with Chuck and in the hotel room. Huh?
How's Chuck doing?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying. We had a little dinner last night and getting ready for today.
Good deal. It sounds like the event today is going to be... I think I heard there was like 225 folks showing up for the banquet that starts at 5, complete sellout. Should be a real good event.
Yes, sir. We're hoping it is. And, of course, we've got you. You've been in more contact with the principals up there or up here than I have. The A.J. Fleming is in charge up here, and he does a great job putting this thing together and organize it, he and his board, and they've got certainly, what did we say, 30 deer lined up with appointments.
Yes, 30 appointments.
So Chuck will be there a little bit before you. He'll get started on a couple of the board members are bringing their deer in, and hopefully a couple bears, and we'll get started on those. And it looks to be a long day, but it looks to be a fun day as well. So we hope. Are you looking at the Facebook page for Mountain Maryland, Steve?
I've been following the Mountain Maryland Facebook page.
Yeah, you've seen you've seen some of the deer that are coming in.
Yes, it's it's really impressive. I grew up when I started hunting back in the 60s. We would make my dad and I and a few others would make a trek out to Green Ridge State Forest and hunt out that way.
Sure.
And go to Shipway's check-in station at the end.
Oh, yeah, Ronnie Shipway.
And I'll tell you, all I remember in those days was little, you know, 6 points and basket rack eights and all that. So I'm just really impressed with the quality deer management type philosophy out that way, turning out some really, really good animals.
Yes, indeed.
It'll be great to see that stuff firsthand. I know Chuck's excited about it, and I am too. It's going to be a lot of fun scoring some of these deer.
No question about it. So, any comments on that?
No, yes, sir. The pictures I've seen, especially the one with the young lady.
Yeah, that really wide eight point.
Yeah, really wide eight. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yep, me too.
Putting the tape to it.
So,
yeah, Chuck's too young to understand or know, remember the days of the small mountain deer of Maryland. Which
obviously
with what we're going to see this weekend has changed quite a bit.
No question. Yep. I mean, you know, back in the day, I mean, I grew up in Somerset County, right across the line. You know, and, you know, if it's brown, it's down. If it has spikes on it, you're shooting it, you know, that type of thing. And,
exactly.
You know, and it was, but don't dare shoot a doe. Don't dare manage your herd by shooting a doe, because that was forbidden back in the day. You know, I had uncles that had no problem shooting a 3.5-inch spike, but not dare shoot a doe.
Well, I can attest to the quality of deer in Maryland here. As a youngster growing up in Michigan, you know, being able to harvest maybe one deer a year.
Yeah.
And not very, you know, not very big rack size. My career of being in the Marine Corps 22 years, traveling all over the nation and hunting many different states. When I had an opportunity to hunt here in Maryland, when I retired in 2009 and moved to St. Mary's County, it was just impressive. The amount of whitetails and turkey and it's just a great outdoor state.
Which is a testament to the management, which is basically why we're doing what we're doing.
Exactly.
You know, we recognize the hunter with their ability and skill and so forth, but we honor the animals, we honor the game management that we have here in Maryland, and that's what it's all about, because Maryland, quite frankly, is a sleeper state for big whitetails.
It is.
We don't have as many big whitetails in the book as, let's say, Iowa or Illinois or something like that in the national records. But I'll tell you, the ones we have are pretty impressive.
Well, and that's part of my goal is also to help with that, because I know there are those animals.
Right.
In that southern Maryland area I'm at, there's a lot of big whitetails that just haven't been entered in these.
That's true. You actually measured the number two whitetail with a crossbow, which was well over 120 inches.
That was measured
one of the biggest muzzleloader non-typicals, if not the biggest, number one, I'm not sure, but that was almost 200 inches.
That's
pretty impressive. And Steve, you've measured deer for a long, long time in Maryland. You were with the old Maryland Trophy Deer Contest, and you hunt that southern Maryland region. You can attest to the great deer there, and I can talk about the deer on the eastern shore, the mid shore, the lower shore. I mean, Wicomico County's got some giant deer. Even Worcester County next to the ocean has some tremendous deer. We just need to get them out of the woodwork, you know. Just need them to come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And getting back to a point you made a few minutes ago about Maryland being a sleeper state, years ago, Sonny and I were out at the Pope and Young Convention. It's probably been 20 years ago. And Pope and Young did I would call it a reverse analysis of trophy whitetails. And rather than looking at total numbers of trophy whitetail per state, they did a trophy deer per square mile.
Ah.
Which was very interesting. Maryland being a small state, compared to like a Kansas or an Iowa, but when you rank according to trophy deer per square mile, as I remember in that analysis by Pope and Young, Maryland was number four.
Yeah.
Out of all the states.
That doesn't surprise me.
Square mile.
Doesn't surprise me.
And that was a pretty interesting way to view the whitetail trophy status.
No question. So, hey, Steve, can you hang with us through the first break?
Certainly. We're just driving along.
Okay. Well, stay tuned on your radio, and we'll do a couple of these mentions of our sponsors here, our commercials, and we'll get right back to you. So you want to do a commercial?
Sounds good.
No, Chuck doesn't want to do a commercial. All right, well, I'll do it. Hey, you know, deer season's coming up, and right around the corner is firearm season as well. And you know what? If you're headed out west, it's time. So why don't you take a look at Browning Firearms from Clyde Sport Shop, your hunting headquarters. For the rifles, for those of you who are shooting, you know, long range, and you're doing the mule deer and the elk and the antelope hunts and so forth out west, I want you to take a look at the X-Bolts. The X-Bolt has been around for a while. It was an upgrade from the old A-Bolt. It is extremely accurate, bolt-action, big-game hunting perfection. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers are available with adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. You put your magazine in your pocket. When you're not hunting, you can leave the magazine loaded. Then there's the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon. That comes in three different models. It comes in the Speed model, the Long Range model, and the McMillan model, all for different purposes. If you're headed up in the mountains for sheep or mountain goats or something like that, you want the Speed version in one of those, you know, one of those lighter calibers and not so much to pack in. But if you're just, you know, spending time on the range, then take a look at the Long Range with the longer barrel, the McMillan models, and they come in the arid urban camouflage, composite stock, a Cerakote finish, fluted sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake. If you have, you know, you want to put a suppressor on it, also the detachable rotary magazine, and all the features of the standard X-Bolt. It comes in select calibers, and those are two great selections for high-powered rifles for any type of shooting when you're in a rifle county here in Maryland or you're headed somewhere else. Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. All right, fall's here, kinda. You know, the cool weather's coming, and you want to take a look at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, but you still have plenty of time to get your backyard in shape for Labor Day, late family reunions, and enjoy those fall evenings, fall afternoons and evenings, you know, steaming up some good big fat crabs or cooking up some steaks on the grill. So Backyard Billy's is your place for all that. It's your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. You know, Uncle Bob likes to sit there and relax and watch everybody else work while he's, you know, chowing down on a hamburger or something like that. So they've got those as well. You can see all that from Route 50, Exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds are also available. They're sitting in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grill by Traeger, the ceramic smoker grills by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits, you know, gather around the fireplace at fire pit and roast hot dogs and cook marshmallows. And there's the rings, too. They've got those freestanding deck umbrellas. So why not stop by, browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44 in Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back after Chris.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done. And you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Line-X bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line-X can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Line-X install your Line-X spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Line-X.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
That's what it's all about, fellas. Indeed. Steve Keithley's on the line with us, and he's on his way up here to Garrett County with his wife, Sunny. And we were talking about conservation. We were talking about measuring deer antlers. We're talking about quality of deer here in Maryland. Of course, we have the unique Sika deer. And we have up here in western Maryland, four westernmost counties, we have an active and growing bear population. So the bear permits application process is underway. You can apply online through the Compass system. And there are 950 permits being issued this year, which will put 2,850 hunters in the woods, because each hunter is allowed two sub-permittees. And I've been drawn a number of times and fortunate enough to take a Maryland bear, an average small Maryland bear, which was very exciting to do. But there are some big ones up here. Wouldn't you say, Steve and Chuck?
Absolutely.
I would for sure. Yeah, I've actually put a tape to a good one over here.
Yeah.
Last fall,
was that the young lady?
Yep.
Ashley?
Yep.
Ashley's. Yeah, you measured Ashley's.
And it was 19 and 9/16ths.
19 and 9/16ths. That's a nice bear.
That's good.
That's a nice bear. And, Steve, you and Chuck were both on hand when the number two bear was measured. What was that guy's name? Travis? Tyler?
We were up at John Sagal's, weren't we?
Yes, we were at John Sagal's place here in Frostburg. And John just opened a new firearms dealership here now. He's got his FFL. He's stocked up with firearms. Yeah, he's got a store remodeled. And, you know, hopefully we'll have the minute to stop by there and see him. So I wish Appalachian Firearms, I think. Anyway, we'll look him up. But John's a veteran of Afghanistan, and he's just heartbroken of what's going on over there. And, you know, he's putting pictures of his time in the service. Chuck, you served in Iraq, and your son served in Afghanistan. And
yeah, that's correct.
And we thank all you guys for your service. You know, you mentioned 20 years and 22 years.
22 years, yeah.
As a Marine, yep. Master Sergeant?
Yep, retired as a Master Sergeant in 2009.
Yep. So, anyway, we put that, Tyler Minnick was his name. He put the number two bear, 2/16ths of an inch smaller than the state record, which that bear was taken in 2019. So there's some big ones up here. And we know there's bigger ones, too.
It takes a heck of a black bear to make Boone and Crockett. It really does. And,
yep.
You know, Pope and Young recently, Chuck knows this, Pope and Young announced a new archery world record black bear out of Jersey, of all places.
Right.
You know, which is, that it's almost like you scratch your head and you say, New Jersey?
Yeah.
Again, it gets back to the management side of things and the conservation side. I'm hoping tonight, AJ's going to give me a little bit of time. I'm going to do a brief little summary of Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young, and
sure.
their roles in conservation. A lot of people, even a lot of hunters, aren't aware that Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young are true conservation organizations. There's a perception that all they do is record trophies. And there's a lot more to those organizations. A lot of the money they contribute to conservation causes are dollars that are raised from entry fees. And a lot
right.
of hunters are blind to that. They just don't understand that. So I like to educate people that when we're out in a group setting and topic of hunting comes up, I try to educate people and educate hunters. I've heard a lot of hunters say, I don't care about entering my animal. It's a trophy to me. And I'm thinking, why don't you do a little bit for conservation and pay an entry fee, and maybe that money will get channeled through to some effective conservation cause for all of us.
You did fill some very important people in on that very topic this week on Wednesday at the Wildlife Advisory Committee meeting. And I don't know, should we talk about what happened there, Steve? What do you think?
Probably not at this point. I think we can have maybe some more insight. I think
after
some
today.
Wildlife Heritage people, yeah, some Wildlife Heritage people will be there today, and we can, before we make what for you and I,
well, let's just put it this way. Bucks, bears, and stags had its presence at the Wildlife Advisory Committee meeting, and we'll just tease you with that because the big announcement will be coming, I hope. So
that's a good way to put it, Alan. I think things will perk through in our favor, and it'll be a big announcement that we'll all be very happy about.
Exactly right. So, Steve, I don't know if we've mentioned this the last time you were on the air, but we did. You are a member of the Wildlife Advisory Committee, and we have some friends there. You are also the founder of an organization called Hunters of Maryland. And you guys had a pretty major victory in the General Assembly, and then you've had some disappointments as well in the 2 years that you've been representing hunters there. But they know you're there, and you've got some great allies in the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus as well. So, you know, you're making hunters front and center, you know,
I appreciate the kind words, Alan, and I always I know you blush when I bring your name up as kind of starting the hunting lobbying freight train, if you want to call it that. you kind of got things going. It was maybe time. We had a lot of discussions, you and I and Bill Miles, our lobbyist, had discussions about maybe doing a transition organization. And lo and behold, HOM was founded almost 2 years ago. And I've taken a little bit different approach with the funding. I currently have 10 partners that have verbally committed to sizable chunks of dollars every year to fund our lobbying efforts, campaign contributions. We're hoping when COVID gets out of here, we can host a few events in Annapolis or perhaps other areas of the state. This next Thursday, I'm getting together with some very influential people from St. Mary's County that have a very strong interest in participating in HOM. That's being organized under the direction of Senator Jack Bailey in St. Mary's County.
Who's been on the air here?
Yes, Jack, and you met Jack face to face at the MBS banquet a few weeks ago. And Jack,
that's right.
Hunters don't realize on the Senate side of Annapolis, I think there's 47 senators or whatever, state senators. Jack Bailey is the only one that hunts.
Think
about that. And Jack
one legislator.
Co-chairs the bipartisan. Yep, Jack co-chairs the Legislative Sportsman Caucus. So Jack is our friend, and. Me and Bill Miles have been working with him extensively.
Yep. And we already know at this early date that the General Assembly doesn't meet till January. We already know at this early date that there's going to be some major hurdles that you guys are going to be facing in the upcoming General Assembly. So,
yes,
you know, we don't have the details all fleshed out, but you've been clued in to make sure that some preventative measures are being taken. So,
and that's what it's all about. We're not always offensive, but we're defensive as well. Holding on to
exactly.
What we, have. We don't want to lose.
Hold on to what you have.
Ground. Exactly.
So, hey, Steve, hang on for a minute, buddy. Chuck.
Okay, we'll do.
We're getting ready to do. Hang on a minute, Steve. Chuck, we're getting ready to do the second break. You mentioned it. You're ready to bug out of here. I just wanted to acknowledge the fact that Bucks, Bears, Stags welcomes you with great respect, and we just love the fact that you're part of the team.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm just proud to be part of it.
And we're glad to meet formally your wife Buffy last night. We spent a good evening together, and it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I think some tighter bonds and friendships. What did you say, Robin? Happy anniversary tomorrow.
Yes, sir. 32 years tomorrow.
32 years tomorrow. Wow, that's great.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show.
No question. Any other comments you want to talk about bucks, bears, stags, or measuring? Or
excited about today. Looking forward to seeing some quality animals.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be good.
You got your cheaters, right? You can read your score sheets.
I brought the glasses. We'll be good.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. So as we do our break here, we're going to allow Chuck to take the headset off and head out. And Robin's going to hopefully step back in. If she doesn't, she doesn't. So that's all good. Let's see. Who do I want to talk about? Looks like Macro Tech Archery Pro Shop. Absolutely. 8043 Fort Smallwood Road, Riviera Beach. That's Anne Arundel County. They carry the Matthews bows, including the new V3. The technology on the V3 is very exciting. They carry Bowtech Diamond, and they also carry Hoyt bows as well. Crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10-point, and they tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and guess what? It'll fit your unique draw length and your poundage requirements as well. Choose your arrows, choose your accessories, and all will be mounted professionally and correctly. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners and diehard bow hunters and athletes in the well-connected know about Len, and they know about Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me on my crossbow and my compounds, and the bow technician, Mr. Corey, he's great. He's top-notch. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and you have a problem with it, if it breaks or the cable goes or something like that, Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech's a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows, and you should stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road, Riviera Beach. Visit macrotecharchery.com or their Facebook page, the phone number 410-789-7777. Call 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. We'll be right back.
Well, this weekend, all eyes on Enre, coming up parallel to the east coast of the U.S., headed for the New England coast late this weekend, early Monday morning, either as a low-end hurricane or high-end tropical storm. It's at its closest pass to us, coming up tonight and early Sunday morning off to our east, but most of the impact's over the Atlantic as it passes by. We're in the mid-80s today. Thunderstorms possible this afternoon, 72, building west wind tomorrow, thunderstorms 85. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With the corn-fed doe, and he's probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably checking her scent for a little estrus, and he's willing to get risky. Right now, he's probably up behind her near the salt lick, right where I got his photo.
Hey, Steve. not many country songs you hear a buck grunt, is it?
Well, I gotta tell you that Sonny's grooving to the music this morning.
Look, I do it every week. I dance in my seat.
It's pretty funny.
Morning, Sonny.
Yeah. Put it back on. Forget this talk.
Sonny says, heck with the talk. Turn the music back on.
That's right.
I could do the whole show with music, trust me.
Yeah. Robin was missing in action. What's that?
I got coffee in me now.
Oh, now you're ready to go.
I know. I'm awake now.
I got it.
Yes. Your grandson is listening to you on the radio and very upset he can't see your face.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad. Yeah, Brian's listening there, Steve. You know, behind the scenes, we got to give a lot of credit to Brian for keeping the database going and keeping it accurate and so forth. She had her hands full with the last record book with, 3,000 entries almost hand-entered into a database this year.
And a newborn baby.
And a newborn baby. This year, she's still got another newborn baby and not quite as many entries that she has to deal with. So I think that's going to be a good thing. But, we're looking forward to a great book. So.
As I mentioned the other day, I kind of touched on it at the Wildlife Advisory Commission meeting.
Yeah.
Bucks, Bears, and Stags is truly an organization. We've got, I think, 12 official measures now, but the most important stuff behind the scenes, you and Robin just put in a ton of time. Jason and Brianne put in a ton of time. We're really, about a 16-person organization.
Team. That
a lot of people don't really see that. They don't see what goes on behind the scenes to produce the record book and the stuff on Facebook and
right.
all that sort of stuff. So it's I'm very pleased and proud to where it's gotten in just a few short years.
Sure, and we've all developed friendships among ourselves. We've got people that we never knew outside of this who come into the team, and
everybody cares. That's what's nice. Everybody cares about what we put out, why we're doing it. Even the people behind the scenes who aren't I'm the only non-hunter in the whole group, but
that's true. That's true.
But we'll everybody care. No, I'm good.
You're good.
I'll fish my butt off, but I am not. I can't do it.
I think, Steve, should we put a crossbow in her hands?
I think so.
Hey, look, I do target practice all day long.
There you go. Okay.
Target practice on a wild animal. That'd be great.
That's all. That's all it is. So, hey, we got a question from Joe. He said he was wondering how you measure a bear once the bear's mounted. He thought you work with the skull. And
it is. Yep.
But people don't understand that taxidermy right now is not taking the bone structure of the animal, other than with a deer, it's the skull cap with the antlers in place. With a bear, it's just the hide over a fiberglass form, and the skull can be removed, and that's another separate part of the bear hunt that, you know, you put up on the mantle or whatever you do with your bear skull that can be measured. The skull is not required for the taxidermy mount in a bear.
That's correct. And while we're on that subject, the skull has to be flesh-free and air-dried at room temperature for 60 days prior to measuring officially.
Right.
So you can't throw it in the freezer with a half a pound of meat on it, freeze it, and take it to your official measure and say, here, measure my skull.
Exactly. Yeah. Can we please ask that nobody does that with deer or...
Yes.
Bears. We've had that one time.
Over my 26 years of measuring, I've had some interesting experiences.
Exactly. No question. So, but anyway, we just want to acknowledge, since Bree's listening, we just wanted to make sure that we publicly thanked her for all her hard work as well, her and Jason.
Breanne has done a tremendous job, and I certainly, all of us at Bucks, Bears, and Stags, hopefully she continues to do a tremendous job, and she clearly cares about what we're trying to put together, and we thank her from the bottom of our heart.
Exactly right, buddy. No question. So, anyway, we will see you up here in a couple of hours. Chuck has left the building. Well, I think he and Buffy are going to breakfast, and we're going to join them down there as soon as the show is over. We're going to head out to Mountain, Maryland, in Oakland. It's at the Rescue Garrett Rescue Building in Oakland. I guess we have to figure out where that is, and get prepared for the big day ahead. So
it's going to be a busy one, a long one, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And Alan, we can get to meet and talk to a lot of people that we've talked to maybe on the phone and on Facebook and all that, but meet them face to face.
Exactly right.
It'll be great.
And Steve, we want to thank you for kind of being the ramrod on this whole Western Maryland thing. I mean, you've been with it since the beginning. We got canceled in COVID. You've worked with the guys up here in Garrett County on some legislative issues through Hunters of Maryland, and you've got a good working relationship with them. And, you know, they've been keeping us informed. They've been keeping us updated. They've been promoting us on their social media and amongst the community up there. So, we're really excited about what they're doing in the area for conservation, for the management of the deer herd. And thanks to A.J. Fleming and his directors for really, really putting the pedal to the metal on that and improving our deer herd up here in Western Maryland. So we'll let you go, buddy. And we'll see you.
And Sonny, I promise I'll try to get Chris to play you an upbeat song when we come back from the break.
We'll see if we have time.
Good,
if we have time.
If we have time.
If we have time.
Okay.
All right. See you guys later.
See you guys up there. All right.
Thank
see
you.
Ya.
Bye.
Bye. All right. We hope you enjoyed the show today, folks. You know, we've done a few different things today, and we like to keep it fresh. So right now I'm going to tell you about Clyde Sport Shop. They're your full-line Browning dealer. For waterfowl hunters, I'm going to recommend a couple of guns, the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000 round guarantee or 5 years, whichever comes first, and that is the A5. Comes in a great mossy oak shadow grass camo. Also for waterfowl, the Gold Light 10-gauge, if you want to go after those snow geese late in the year. Proven standard for auto-loading performance, gas-operated, 3.5-inch chamber, composite, mossy oak, camo. And also the Maxis. There's the one. If you've never shouldered a Maxxis, you need to do that. You look right down that rail, and everything looks great. And it's an autoloader that's built for waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. It's a new power drive gas system that reduces recoil. Your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. The website, www.clydesports.com. Two S's in the middle. Hey, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville, they know fire. They know all about fire. If you're looking for a new backyard grill, they've got the pellet grills by Traeger, the Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe ceramic grill smokers are at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Gas wall fireplaces add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck and backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet grill, pellet stove, gas stove, electric, or wood stove, and they have pellets by the pallet if you like. From Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom, Route 50, exit 44B at Graysonville. Be ready for that's Evans Avenue. Be ready for the future cold weather when it gets here. Visit BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Radio 680 WCBM.
September, fall is coming. I got a feeling and I can't control it. Rumor has it at the hardware store, 6 inches wider than the year before. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks.
Hey, we'll send that out to Steve and Sonny, and we'll send it out to Chuck and Buffy. So, big bulls and big bucks. That's what this antler measuring business is all about. So, folks, we didn't take any calls this week during the second hour, which was okay. We hope you enjoyed it. You learned a little bit about a lot of subjects. So, we're going to chuck out of here real soon and head up to Oakland for a great day with Mountain Maryland. National Deer Alliance.
Everybody, get out, stay healthy, and spend some time with your family.